The Israel snipers using butterfly bullets that expand within the body on Palestinians in Gaza reminded me again of the whole issue of public opinion. Butterflies were once called dum-dums, and there was an accusation that Ireland used them against the British before the 1920s. But the gun there was the problem, being in its proportions wrong for the hastily procured ammunition. And by chance, the resulting whittled-down rounds would flutter inside the flesh in starburst agonies. Israel, however, has no shortage of the proper designed equipment, and no doubt no shortage of winged explanations, as delicate as the exquisite PR woman, as clean-spoken, as if just emerging from cocoon. I can imagine reasons she might give in advance. It is not the Geneva Convention which bans dum-dums, but only The Hague in 1899, and then only in warfare and only international. Use of them remains legal for hunting and for the police, so that the bullet doesn't re-emerge collateral in its chaos. But an army of snipers who embed tear gas canisters in faces, assassinate back-turned nurses, aren't overly concerned about collateral, unless the whole point is the pain. I return to public opinion. Clearly this reinforces that this is not a good thing, and assumes that like the gunning down of protest at Sharpeville or Amritsar, the massed Palestinians will overthrow by suffering in time. Nye Bevan used to like quoting that Le Rouge et Le Noir line, "If we do not stem the tide of public opinion, we are lost." Stundahl was indeed an observant, if pessimistic, public servant. Let us now imagine a scarlet and black butterfly, its nursery soft wings pressed together, as if praying when it drinks from its first tearful blossom, quivering as such things do when they sucker, its feet kneading like kittens, wing edges as serrated as the black and red in wounds. Given that Israel has brains, why would they choose such an unpopular method, even knowing President Trump had promised his backers to make Jerusalem his embassy, played dump a deal with Iran for free hand in Nobel dynamite Korea? They surely perceive the man's praise for rhetoric as a practical tool, gives permission for him to change his mind on his dime, and maybe God, since we are dealing with religious states, does seem okay with that in the Old Testament, hence Isaac or Abigail joining David's harem. So why the bullets? To show that they can, like those setting up Assange? Well, they could also in Sharpeville and Amritsar, yes. And if you fear the major force will overcome you like insects in a horror movie, so you at last fall down screaming in a death cocoon of wings, you might decide that now here God as sniper's worth a chance, that public opinion will see you would do nothing like this unless there was a proper reason. Proper reason is as predictable as butterfly stages. Oddly in keeping with Taylor's In Politics, The Impossible Always Happens, one of my favourite quotations. If you feel the body between the wings with nothing but touch, it is still the stem that writhed so silken on and for the worm. There is no change there, nothing hardening. With butterflies there is no exit bleeding.